So the other day we were having a conversation with a couple friend of mine, and as we were talking, I found myself traveling back in time to a time when I used to type students' final dissertations or proposals for them to submit to their respective universities. Man, I remembered how those days I used to work late into the night, sleep very few hours just to make sure I met their crazy deadlines. And by the way, don't forget, I was doing all this while I had an 8-to-5 job. Plus, I had 2 young kids under the age of 4 who also needed my attention. So to make sure everybody who needed a piece of me got it, the only option I had was to work at night while everyone else was asleep. But honestly, when I look at it now, I'm wondering, how did I ever make it through those days? Well, I guess that's how I became a nocturnal being. You know, I always tell people my most productive time is at night. When I have a tough assignment to do or I need to work on a report that needs my 100% concentration, I do it at night. Reflecting on those days made me realize how much the person I am today was molded by the circumstances I went through then. And that's why for this episode of Survival Alphabet, my word for today is reflect. R for reflect. Hi, my name is Liz Washuka, and I invite you to stay with me as we reflect on life together. As I always do, I'll start by defining the word of the day, which is reflect. So to reflect simply means to think deeply or carefully about a particular thing or subject. Say, for example, a student, they failed their exams. So they start thinking, but why did I fail that exam? What did I do wrong or what did I not do? You know, when you're seriously thinking about something so that you can get answers to the questions you're asking yourself, that is reflecting. But it could also mean show an image of something on a mirror or a shiny surface. You know, like the way when there's a clear sky and you're somewhere near a river and the water is just clean and calm. When you look in that water, you can be able to see yourself. Now, that is the other meaning of reflect. So Alan Cohen said, everyone and everything that shows up in our life is a reflection of something that is happening inside of us. In other words, I guess what he was trying to say is that whatever you're reflecting inside of you, that's the people you're going to attract. So if, for example, you're always mad, you're likely to attract people who are just like you, always mad about something. And if you're a happy-go-lucky kind of person, you're likely to attract people who are exactly the same as you are. So whatever it is that you see showing up in your life, you know, physically, it means on the inside, that's what's going on. And then as if to affirm that, Senora Roy said, the more peace we have within our lives, the more we can reflect into the outer world. So that means the less peace you have within your life, the less peace you will reflect into the outer world. In other words, what you see on the outside is a sign of what is going on in the inside. This reminds me of a story I had from Joel Osteen. The story goes like this. One day I hopped into a taxi and we took off for the airport. We were driving on the inner lane when suddenly a black car jumped out of a parking space right in front of us. My taxi driver slammed on his brakes, skidded, and missed the other car by inches. The driver of the other car whipped his head around and started yelling at us. Don't forget that he's the one who was in the wrong. My taxi driver just smiled and waved at the guy. I mean, he was just really friendly and it's like nothing had happened. So I asked him, why did you just do that? This guy almost ruined your car and sent us to the hospital. This is when my taxi driver taught me what I now call the law of the garbage truck. He explained that many people are like garbage trucks. They run around full of garbage, full of frustration, full of anger, full of disappointment, and full of ish. As their garbage piles up, they need a place to dump it, and sometimes they'll dump it all on you. But don't take it personally, you know. Just smile, wave, and wish them well. And don't forget to say a prayer for them and move on. Don't take their garbage and spread it to other people at work or at home or on the streets. The bottom line is, that successful people do not let garbage trucks take over their day. They know where to dump them. Life's too short to wake up in the morning with regrets. So love the people who treat you right. Forgive those who don't. We are not always responsible for everything that happens to us, of course, but we are responsible 100% for how we react to what happens. Remember, life is 10% what you make it and 90% how you take it. Wow, what a profound message. So for me, as I was thinking about this story, I mean, for him to come up with such a powerful theory of what happens to people, I figured he must have been going through moments of, you know, when he himself was full of garbage. So I guess he did some little bit of reflection and he decided he needed to find a different way of managing his garbage. Anywho, why is it important to reflect? Why would I even be talking about reflecting today? Because as John Dewey said, we do not learn from experience. We learn from reflecting on those experiences. Like if you've gone through an experience right now, you will not learn from that experience unless you sit down and start thinking through what happened during that experience. You get takeouts from that experience. So by doing that, what are you likely to benefit? You know, how does reflecting really benefit you? I'll give you a few ideas. One, it helps you avoid repeating your mistakes. You know, I always tell people, you know, like Einstein once said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting to get different results. So if you repeat the same mistake you keep doing over and over again and expect that you're not going to make a mistake, yet you're doing the same thing, you keep getting a mistake and you go back, I think you're insane. So people who are sane learn from those mistakes so that in future they can avoid. But you will never ever know that that was a mistake unless you sit and reflect on the experience you had from it. Secondly, it gives you great ideas. Yes, reflecting gives you great ideas. For instance, today you're listening to this episode because I was reflecting on the circumstances and situations that gave me the strong personality I have today. You know, if it wasn't for those, you know, moments I went through, the lessons that I learned and all that, probably this podcast wouldn't be here today. So the ideas I get are from the content I get for whatever I do, whether it is writing or whether it is, you know, this podcast like right now. A lot of it stems from things that I have gone through in my life. So I use that as fodder for my platforms. Another thing, it helps you help others. You know, I've often said that I don't know how to train people or advise people from theory. I'm not a person who goes to read theory and then come and tell you what to do. I don't do that. So if you hear me telling you to do something, it means I've been there, done it, and I've accomplished my mission successfully. That's why I am still not talking about personal finance management. And I think in a previous podcast episode, I already said this. I don't do that, not just yet. Why? Because I need to win that battle first before I can tell somebody else how to win it. However, what I can do right now is tell you what not to do in order to avoid a personal finance crisis like the one I am trying to get myself out of. But if I hadn't taken time to reflect on this situation, because I do reflect on this situation every single day of my life, I wouldn't be able to talk about it. But I know with time, this whole situation is going to be resolved. And that's why I have to keep on reflecting on it until I get a solution. Something else, it gives you perspective. Using the personal finance management example I just shared, you know, reflecting on how I got into this mess in the first place has given me a completely new point of view of how I can actually derive something positive from it. For instance, what if I wrote a book that talks about the fastest way to create a personal finance mess? You know, the way everybody is saying how to become successful, writing books about money management and all that. And then how about I get practical enough? I become real and talk about the fastest way of messing up your finances. Now, that's looking at an idea from a different perspective, which wouldn't have happened if I hadn't been reflecting on this issue. Something else, it introduces you to you. How? Because when you reflect, you're having a conversation with yourself. And sometimes, you know what? The most intelligent conversation you can ever have is with you. You and yourself. Personally, I love those conversations. Why? Because, you know, they give me an opportunity to really see what's going on in my head. But the ones, there are some that are really loud, you know, and they cause me a lot of problems, especially when my mind is trying to tell me that my stomach is hungry and I am not convinced that it is, because, you know, that might just lead to me acquiring a few kgs that I'm not interested in. So we start having fights right there. Plus, when you're doing reflection, it allows you to do what we call a SWOT analysis. So you get to know what your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and, you know, threats could be in life. So it introduces you to yourself. Lastly, it makes us better versions of ourselves. Why? Because deep reflections really empower us to gain self-awareness and to improve and become better humans, which actually translates to happier and meaningful lives. So somebody might be saying, thanks so much, Liz, for giving us all those good benefits. But how does one even, you know, start reflecting? And by the way, what is the best time to do reflection? I'll share what I do. Personally, I prefer doing this at night just before my night prayers. Why? Because it gives me an opportunity to look at how my day was, so that as I am preparing for the next day, I know the things to avoid for the next day. But then I also have a list of questions I ask myself on different days, or, you know, different times, depending on what is going on. And I can guarantee you, some of these questions can be very, you know, annoying, but it is important to ask them. For instance, did I live up to my core values and personal mission today? What that means is that you actually need to have your own personal core values, and you need to have a personal mission so that you can be able to answer this question. Question number two, was I a person others, you know, can respect today? Or did I misbehave and cause a scene and, you know, all those bad things? Did I respect my body the way I should have? For instance, did I eat wrong? Did I allow somebody to abuse me in any way? Another question, did I make a positive impact on the world today? Another one, did I perform at my best today? Another one, did I have negative emotions today? And if I did, why did I have them? Did I use my time wisely today? If I didn't, how did I misuse it? You know, this is just some of the questions you can ask yourself as you're reflecting. You can create a whole myriad of other ones, but this was just, you know, for example purposes. So daily reflection is one of the tools I use to help me deal with my many ghosts from the past that were always threatening to drown me in my own pool of self-pity. So when you do this consistently, it will actually have a very profound impact on your life. And you'll start seeing yourself from a completely different light. So as we reflect on what we have reflected on today, my humble request is that you may take up this challenge and start a daily reflection routine. Of course, you may borrow some of the questions I've shared, but make sure you answer each one of them honestly. Otherwise, you won't be doing yourself any justice. So be ignited, be inspired, be influenced. Reflect yourself into becoming the best version of yourself yet. God bless you. Stay safe and stay sane.